You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 8. Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. I want us to arrange what happened to Paul in order. What he said about him being given thorn in the flesh so that he will not be exalted above measure, that understanding came later for him. When he had a thorn in the flesh, he did what he said in verse 8. He besought the Lord to take it away from him. It was after he prayed that he received all the understanding he shared in verse 7 and the subsequent thing he shared in verse 9, verse 10. But there is a lesson we must learn here, particularly with regards to our health, our body. Paul said, "For this thing I besought the Lord thrice." He prayed about it. Don't just settle and say, maybe God wants me to have it. Don't say, God wants me to have headache. God wants me to have cancer. God wants me to have this. God wants me. Anything that is in your body that ought not to be in your body, immediately pray about it. Paul didn't call somebody to pray for him. I'm not saying anything is wrong in inviting somebody to pray for him. You know, we need to have sound teaching about prayer in the body of Christ. There is a place and there is a process in calling people to pray for you. You know, sometimes people will send me message. I don't know them. I don't have their number. And they don't even have the courtesy to tell me, I am so and so. This is what I'm going through. Can you please pray along with me? You will just see a text message and says, my son has been misbehaving. Please pray for us. You don't know this person. You don't know the story. That's not the principle of inviting people to pray for you. It's clearly stated, I think in the book of James, he said, is any sick among you, let them send for the elders. You can see there's a process and you must have understanding of what we are doing. And he said, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And he said, the Lord will raise that person. And if that person had committed sin, the person should confess it. So we have a system in the body of Christ to pray for one another. It's sad that many people are sick. They will even hide being sick from believers. I don't understand it. I'm a preacher. When I fall sick, when I see that it's serious, one of the first thing I do is send message to a few brethren that I know they are standing in Christ, that they should be praying for me. This is what I'm going through. I don't know why people think they should hide sickness or they should keep it away from brethren. But that is not even what we are looking at today. What we are looking at today is that you should take charge, please. Don't let your life be cut short through sickness, through diseases. Take charge. If you are a parent, I'm not saying you should not administer drug on your children or on yourself, but pray over every single thing. Rebuke everything. Ask the Lord to take it away. Don't say it is too small. The faith you will need to take care of headache is that same faith you will need to take care of kidney failure, of cancer, of liver failure, and so on. He besought the Lord. Paul prayed about it. He didn't just accept it. And when he prayed once and there was no response, he prayed again. There was no response. He prayed again. And eventually the Lord spoke to him. Now look at it. Imagine after praying once, he became discouraged. He said, God doesn't answer prayer, which many people do today. Or after praying twice, he said, he's been praying about it. Nothing has been happening. So he's not going to say anything again. But eventually God responded. Now look at it. God didn't respond by healing him or delivering him. God now gave him further information about what he was going through. So, you know, that's why it's important you pray. So Paul could now go through that thing now graciously, because he now understand that it was so that he will not be exalted above measure. Again, Jesus told him that, I want to show my power in your weakness. And so he received understanding, and he never bothered about that issue again. Please, it's very important, and particularly the days that we are in. New viral diseases, whether it's human being that is developing it or it's Satan that is sponsoring it, they are coming. You could see that there is a force that want to push in viral disease into the world. And when you look at the book of Revelation, you will understand that these things are going to happen, in which people are going to die at astronomical rate. Imagine when we hit 9 billion and one third have to die. And it's in the Bible that one third will die. No prayer can stop it. It will happen. And that will be about 3 billion people. What do you think can kill 3 billion people within the space of a short time? And that's why you must grow your faith now. Deal with every issue, every health issue you see. Deal with it in the place of prayer. Rebuke it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, oh, don't go to hospital or don't use drugs. No. Use those things. But like Paul said, he besought the Lord 3 times. You also ensure you ask the Lord to take it. Don't ever take anything for granted. Don't say it is ordinary stomach ache. Lay your hands on that stomach. Speak the word of God to it and ask it to go. Ask that your body functions normal. Because see, this body is given to us to serve God. It is not given to us to wait on sickness. You can't serve God without this body. You need this body to serve God. Just imagine if you have to sit down in the house, wait in the hospital for your body to recover. That's why they call you patient. You are patiently waiting for your body to recover, because you need that body to serve God. So be proactive. Don't also misuse your body. Don't eat wrongly as much as you understand it. But ensure you pray and rebuke anything that ought not to be in your body. The Lord will give you understanding in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.